as great live bands. This is a great track too, Cadillac Dust.
We runneth over a little bit with the listener hour, but I like the set that our friend was playing there. Some Sloan, some Elliot Brood, good times. Yeah, that was a listener hour. But now you are locked into The Barn Burner, featuring the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. I'm your host, Bobby the Badger Ferris, and I'll be with you for the next hour. A whole lot is happening in The Barn Burner in January, or I should say with The Barn Burner in January. The date for the first annual Barn Burner, Vancouver's Greasy Rock and Roll Rhythm and Blues and Country Review, has been set, and I am so excited. Saturday, and I really was gunning for a Saturday, and I got one, January 29th, 2010, at Chapel Arts. That's right, Chapel Arts at 304 Dunleavy, real close to the Princess Patricia Pub, or the Power Pats Pub, whatever you want to call it. The lineup will be Minto, Rodney DeCrew and his new Convictions, and Shiloh Lindsay. I, Bobby the Badger Ferris, will be spinning greasy tracks before and in between the sets. Both levels of the gallery will be opened up to the public. Spaghetti Westerns will be played in the Galleria, and I would not be surprised if greasy food will be served throughout the evening. So mark that off on your calendar, the barn burner on January 29th. And yes, this is a benefit for the radio station, for CITR. It's $12 at the door. The majority of the proceeds will be going right back to the station, and $2 from every ticket will be going back to Chapel Arts. Chapel Arts is very, very good. at having these community arts nights that don't really cost a lot to the people involved. So we just want to make sure that they continue and that CITR continues to be ensuring that local artists and venues can continue to thrive in our fair city. So it's going to be a great night of music and just a fantastic show all around. Minto, Ronnie DeCrew, and Shiloh Lindsay. Let's start the show off today with some Shiloh Lindsay. You're going to hear Whiskey and Rum. This is the Barn Burner. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Cause I'm broad daylight again. Thank you.
10th, come to Vancouver's Van City Theatre for Wilco, Ashes of American Flags. Relive Wilco's Olympic Vancouver show with Brendan Canty and Christopher Green's superb film. Ashes of American Flags shows a live look at the band from different venues across their 2008 U.S. tour. Frontman Jeff Tweedy and his band provide insight on their musical group and their impact on American culture.
If this show ends up being one of the greatest rock and roll concerts of all time, I'm afraid it's going to have an asterisk next to it. Because I'm on steroids.
The movie starts at 8:30 p.m. and tickets are $5 with a membership. For more information and tickets, go to www.vif.org/theater.
That was Annie Lou by a band from Montreal called Demon's Claws. Before that, we had my favorite song of 1993, Ride Like Hell by Big Sugar from their 500 Pounds album. And for my money, that's still at least a Canadian ton of rock and roll fury. Born in Medicine Hat, Gordy Johnson now performs in Texas with a band called Grady and produces quite a bit for the likes of bands like Nashville Pussy. Before the Big Sugar, we had Junior Kimbrough from his album All Night Long. And the name of that track was Do the Romp. Junior Kimbrough, well known for his hypnotizing boogie, kind of like David Wilcox. And in the music bed you're hearing underneath me is the Sadies, and we will get right now to a track from their new album, From Darker Circles. The Sadies. And this one is called Idle Tomorrows. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM.
Jumped in the river, but the doggone river was I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on. But my leaning post is done left and gone. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. I'm gonna find me a river, one that's cold as ice. And when I find me that river, Lord, I'm gonna pay the price, oh Lord. I'm going down in it three times, but Lord, I'm only coming up twice. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue. She told me on Sunday she was checking me out. Along about Monday she was nowhere about. And here it is Tuesday, ain't had no news. I got them gone but not forgotten blue. She's long gone and now I'm lonesome blue.
Flying above the fire. Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Across the ocean wide, hold my breath and dive, dive, dive. They help me at the bottom and ask me why. Open my mouth and I'd tell them why. 'Cause I'm in love with love, and it broke me too. I'm in love with love, so look out.
Alejandro Escovedo from a ballsy little album called Street Songs of Love. The name of the track was Anchor. Alejandro plays Vancouver quite a bit, so if he ever comes back, you should definitely go out and see him. Former rank and file member. The man just simply kicks a lot of ass. Before that, we had the Dexateens with Granddaddy's Mouth from their 2009 album Single Wide. And before that, man needs no introduction, Hank Williams with Long Gone Lonesome Blues from his Gold Collection. I have a couple of Vancouver International Film Festival announcements for you, you O fan of rock and roll music. On January 10th, 2010, that's right, this Monday, Wilco, Ashes of American Flags will be playing. Relive Wilco's Olympic Vancouver show with Brendan Canty and Christopher Green's superb film. One of the best concert films ever, the beautifully shot doc offers a few tunes each from different venues on the band's 2008 cross US tour, interrupted by unusually salient observations from Jeff Tweedy and the gang, deepening the viewer's knowledge of the group and its profound place in American culture. Oh, and they kick ass too. So there you go. You should go and check that out. The next film that we will be sponsoring at the Vancouver International Film Festival. I will be hosting, and that is January 31st. They will be playing Drive-By Truckers, The Secret to a Happy Ending. And that's right, Bobby the Badger Ferris will be emceeing that night. Over the last decade, all-country rock band Drive-By Truckers have quietly and not so quietly established themselves as one of the best in the business. Filmmaker Bar Weisman followed them during their three critical years of touring and recording, years in which the band struggled to overcome the trauma of divorce and survives a near breakup. The film features band interviews, behind-the-scenes footage on the road and in studio, and legendary live performances. Reflective of the band's roots in Alabama and Georgia, the film explores the changing American South, its culture, economy, and history. So you should definitely go check that out if you are, both of those films out if you're a fan of rock and roll music like I am. What do we have next? You know what? Let's play some Drive-By Truckers since we have been bolstering that film. This track is from their live Alabama Ass Whoopin' album, covering the famous Jim Carroll punk rock song. This is People Who Died. You are listening to The Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Johnny Sivigui was 12 years old, fell to the earth on Easter night. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug on 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Gabby got leukemia, 14 years old, lived to 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. We'll be right back. drive-by truckers. We're going to do one more, and then we're going to have to go, I guess.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I run? Should I stay? Looking for a place to hide, panic in the worst way. Knew when you sent me, we'd all come up empty. Looking for a place to die, to look as good as any.
That one didn't have your hips shaken. You should check your pulse. That was Goodbye Kiss by the rock and roll Ottawa monster that is known as the Polymorphines. That's from the 2010 album Transistor Sister. The next track that we have for you is a dedication to my cousin who is listening today in Calgary, Alberta. I'm going to play a new one from the Ugly Beats from Austin, Texas. And this is a Neil Diamond cover. You'll Forget. You are listening to The Barn Burner. I got about 10 minutes left with you. Hope you've enjoyed yourself. I sure as hell have.
But but how? good.
Endless Boogie from Full House Face. Actually, Full House Head is what it's called. That's their latest album. And that is Mighty Fine Pie. And you do have some Mighty Fine Pie. Womall. It's my favorite song of 2011. Thus far, ripping and roaring. Yeah, as you can probably tell, Tyler and Cam aren't quite here yet. They did call, though, and they're going to be here in a couple minutes. So you got me for the next little bit anyway, so I'm going to continue on with the rock and roll. Here's one from our very own Black Mountain, Vancouver's favorite sons and daughters. This is from their new album, Wilderness Heart. The name of the track is Old Fangs. Let's rock and roll.